Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Ted Werbin. Latest numbers out from Colorado's Department of Public Health and Environment. As of Saturday afternoon, 274 COVID-19 deaths around the state. That's up 24 from Friday. The state now has 6,893 confirmed cases in 56 counties. If you plan to get out of the house over the weekend to get some exercise and fresh air, state officials are urging you to keep it close to home. Most state and local parks are open, but Colorado Parks and Wildlife is joining with most counties to ask people to be smart. State officials say trips put an extra strain on the resources of small mountain communities, and if something does go wrong, most of them have very small hospitals, if they have one at all. This is believed to be the snowiest Colorado Easter in many years.
After temps in the 60s up to 70 Saturday, it's a lot chillier today and could stay that way a little ways into the new week. Meteorologists saw a cold front push through the state around midnight last night. 2 to 5 inches are possible around Denver and Colorado Springs, 7 to 14 in the mountains above 7,000 feet. Temperatures dropped rapidly as the storm moved in too, accompanied by high winds. If you're thinking about travel, which isn't really a good idea right now anyway, we can tell you there are more severe conditions in neighboring Wyoming and Nebraska, each state with winter weather advisories and warnings now into Monday. We haven't had clear snowfall reports just yet, but the snowiest Easter ever in the state was in 1891 when 9.2 inches were recorded in Denver. I'm Jim Williams.
Two people were injured last night in a shooting in Denver. Police say the shooting hurt a third person as well in the Mile High City. All those victims were men or boys, but police initially did not release any ages or names. The shots fired about 8 o'clock last night. Spokesperson for Denver police say one officer was also injured in a traffic crash on his way to the shooting scene. As of late last night, there was no suspect information released. I'm Ted Werbin on the Rocky Mountain News Network.
Are you interested in saving $1,000 or more each month? Then why not take advantage of a free mortgage review from American Financing? See if you can lower your mortgage rate or consolidate high interest debt. There are no upfront fees to pay, and it only takes 10 minutes to start. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or apply online at AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
It's getting harder to take care of Mom. I don't know where to turn.
My son has high needs and we need more help. Where do I start?
Every day I'm there for him, but sometimes I need time for me.
Caregiving can be tough. Find the support you need. Call 1-844-265-2372 or visit coloradocaregiving.org. Your care may be super, but you're only human. Sponsored by the Colorado Respite Coalition, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
What do you want to do tonight?
We could watch a movie.
Or we can go to the winery in Eaton with our friends.
There's a winery in Eaton?
Yeah, Bad Bitch Cellars. They have a tasting room with a full-size shuffleboard table.
Wine does make our friends more interesting.
Hi, I'm Teresa. I'm the owner at Bad Bitch Cellars, a woman-owned winery located at 603 East Collins Street in Eaton, Colorado. Call me at 303-807-3906 to schedule a tasting or go to badbitchcellars.com.
Hi, this is Bob Enyart with Colorado Right to Life. Please work to abolish abortion, but reject all so-called pro-life efforts to regulate child killing. Even on the surface, regulations undermine the very concept of the right to life, and they convince even our own judges, tragically, that the fetus they consent to killing must not be a real child. See AmericanRTL.org/regulations for more.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Maplewood Wine and Spirits, located in Eaton, they're American-owned hometown liquor store with a big city selection. They specialize in hard-to-find spirits and whiskeys and a full selection of craft beers at competitive prices. Located at 201 South Elm, call 970-454-3533 or go to their website at maplewoodwineandspirits.com. Open Monday through Friday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and they close at 8 on Sunday. 970-454-3533 or stop on in and tell them KHNC sent you. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you for joining me today on this Easter program 2020. This is the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, Rick Rodriguez in the studio today. I appreciate you being here to listen to this program. The most important series of events in mankind's history took place about 2,000 years ago. On the night before the crucifixion, Christ held his Passover dinner. It was the final assembly of Messiah with his disciples / apostles. These men would be the men that were ordained by Christ to carry God's church and churches and the revelation of who Messiah was to future generations. The program today, I am calling this program Sequence to Glory. In the, let's say, 4 days that led up to the resurrection, you had the Passover to begin with. But I'm going to start right here. Well, I'll go in the sequence. You had the Passover. Then you had the inspection of the Lamb of God. Moses gave instruction to the priests. And the priests were to examine the sacrifices. And there was a specific procedure to examining the sacrifices. And after the Passover, Christ had to go and be inspected. He was inspected by the priests of the time in the Sanhedrin. He was inspected by the government through Pontius Pilate. He was also being inspected by his own disciples. His disciples were watching everything that would occur after he was taken prisoner. He was also being inspected by all the onlookers that were there at the time. They were maybe unconsciously looking for something that might be a blemish in his character, in who he was. So the whole society was looking at Messiah and inspecting this Lamb of God. And then through the ages from that time to today, people today in the world throughout these centuries have continued to inspect this Christ that died on the cross. Then he would be tested by death. After his death, he's now in the grave. and death is testing him. And then, on the third day, he rises from the grave, but he rises in a very unique fashion. Not only does he resurrect as the Son of God, but now his resurrection is also as the Son of Man. He has divinity and humanity jointly. And then his ascension. And with this ascension, it's the first time that as Messiah goes before the throne of his Father, he stands before his Father, not just as deity, not just as the Son of Almighty God, but with humanity. So as we go on, we will inspect this Messiah that died for your sins 2,000 years ago. The sequence to glory. Here's where it all began. Peter and a few disciples were with Christ in Matthew chapter 16, verse 16, 17, 18. And Christ asked the disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" And Peter eventually will say, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, verse 17, "Blessed, happy, spiritually secure, favored by God are you, Simon, son of Jonah, because flesh and blood, or mortal man, did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell, death, will not overpower it by preventing the resurrection of the Christ." That's the Amplified. The Expanded says, on the revelation that my Father Peter has given you, he gave you the revelation that I am the Christ, the Son of the living God. And on that revelation, Peter, I will build my church, and the power of death, gates of Hades, the underworld, will not be able to defeat, overpower, conquer, or prevail against it. I begin there because we want to see what it was that Christ did in this four-day period, roughly. Like I say, it was probably the most historic event in the history of... It is, in the history of mankind, these series of events were the most important ever. Christ's birth, yes, was important. The creation of Adam, yes. The creation of the universe, yes. Of the angels, holy, yes. But I would say if you could split eternity in half, this would be the center point. In these events, this sequence, this is vital to God and his eternal purpose using mankind. Okay, then on the night of his betrayal, on the Passover, this death angel, through the hands of men, would be given permission to crucify Messiah. I'm going to read chapter 10, verse 14. The Lord said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. I own them. And my sheep, my own sheep, know me. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not in this fold or this pen," which was a reference to the future Gentile believers. "And I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. The Father loves me because I lay down my life so that I can take and receive it back again. No one takes it away from me. I give, lay it down. By my own life, I give it freely, voluntarily, of my own free will. I have the right and the power and the authority to lay it down, to give it, to give my life, and I have the power and the authority to take it, to receive it back. This is what my Father commanded me to do. So at this time, when he is crucified, he is allowed, he has allowed these forces to take his life. Moses revealed to the children of Israel God's directions to protect them from the coming night when God would send the plagues on them. This was in Exodus, when the death angel would pass over the land. And also it is a type of what God would do when Messiah would die, and the death angel that has passed over the land from the beginning and also to the end would no longer have any power over the eternal future of mankind or those who come to Messiah. Through Christ alone, through his death, can man's sins be pardoned. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So, then what happens is, I will go to that night. Now on the first, I will go, I have addressed that evening. Now I am going to address what happens 3 days later on the day that Christ is raised from the dead, or he resurrects. On the first day of the week, this is John chapter 20, verse 20. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw the stone already removed from the groove across the entrance of the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciples, John, who Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter and the other disciples left, and they were going to the tomb. And the two were running together, but the other disciple, John, outran Peter and arrived to the tomb first. Stooping down and looking in, he saw the linen wrappings neatly lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came up and followed him and went into the tomb and saw the linen wrappings neatly lying there, and the burial face cloth which had been on Jesus's head not lying with the other linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. So the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, went in also, and he saw the wrappings and the face cloth, and he believed without any doubt that Jesus had risen from the dead. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their own homes. Verse 11, but Mary, who had returned, was standing outside the tomb sobbing. And so as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head, one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you crying?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." After saying this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not yet know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you crying? For whom are you looking?" Supposing that he was the gardener, she replied, "Sir, if you are the one who has carried him away from here, tell me where you have put him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, to the Father, but go to my brothers and tell them I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came reporting to the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and he had said these things to her. So I'm going to just say here briefly, the first thing she does is she calls him Rabboni, teacher. She might have had a loss of thinking there for a second. She forgot he was rabbi. He was the high priest. And it was forbidden for a woman at that time to touch a priest. But she grabs him. And in some of the translations, it says this, like in the King James, the 21st century edition, Jesus said to her, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father." In the Amplified, she says, "Do not hold me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father." In the Classic version, it says, Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me. Do not hold me." Then in the Complete Jewish Bible, it says, Christ said to her, "Stop holding on to me," Yeshua said to her, "because I haven't yet gone back to the Father." Now he is the high priest, but she has grabbed him. In the Evangelical Heritage Version, it says, Jesus told her, "Do not continue to cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father." And then in the expanded version, don't touch me, because I have not yet gone up, ascended to the Father. So Mary called him teacher. She wasn't in her right thinking. But this is the way that we need to be with Christ. Cling on to him. Hold him. Don't let him go. This is a type for the body of Christ. This is the desire that God would have for all of his children. He is the high priest. Touch him. Grab hold of him. Cling to him. Continue to hold him. Then he says, then later that evening. So when it was evening, verse 19, on the same day, the first day of the week, though the disciples were meeting behind barred doors for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace to you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. When the disciples saw the Lord, they were filled with great joy. Then Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As my Father has sent me, I also send you as my representatives." And he was talking about presently and in the future. These were the representatives of Messiah that would go into the world and change the world and bring the world fallen without God to Messiah. His first words, "Peace to you." Here they had come out of a torment, psychologically tormenting, a situation. In the previous 3 days, they had seen their Messiah taken before a council, judged unjustly, sentenced to death. Even the people would say, "Crucify him, crucify him." This was tormenting to them. This was no small matter. But Christ's first words, "Peace be to you." And then he reveals himself to them. And they realize he has risen. Without revelation from God Almighty, you will not understand that Christ has risen. Revelation is from God. God gives revelation to the minds of men so that men can believe on spiritual things, important matters in God's plan for mankind through time. It's all by revelation. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Peter had his eyes opened. Then the Lord says, he finishes by saying, you are my representatives. And he said then, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. This was the night, the birth of the body of Christ through receiving the Holy Spirit. Not 50 days later when they were empowered, but the night of resurrection is when the account of being born again, receiving Christ into your human spirit, it was that night that this began. Okay? Now, what happened from that morning to this evening? What happened? What happened when, after he talked to Mary, what happened in that next 10, 12 hours? Where was Christ? Now, we'll go on with the rest of the story. In Colossians 2:15, Christ was resurrecting out of the tomb. And as he resurrected, all the forces of darkness, all the angelic hosts of the kingdom of darkness, demons, the hosts of the underworld were there to keep him from ascending. And in the Greek translation, one of the thoughts is that as Christ began to ascend, right after, I believe, when he was coming up from the grave, that all the spirits were there. But when he was ready to ascend to the Father, to the heavens, they clung to him. They grabbed him. They took hold of him. They did not want him to ascend because they knew what this meant. It would end the power, the hold that they had over creation, over mankind. They clung to him, and it says, but he dusted them off. The best description I could give you, you have a vehicle. It's sitting on under a tree in the fall time, and the leaves are falling. And the leaves have fallen all over the hood and the roof of the car and the trunk. And you're thinking about going out and getting a broom and dusting them off. No, all you got to do, get in the car, start it up, and drive away. And the wind will gently dust, get rid of all the leaves. This is the type. This is what happened with Christ. Christ began to ascend, and they fell off. They couldn't cling. They couldn't hold. And he ascended. In the Amplified Version, it said here, when he disarmed the rulers and authorities, those supernatural forces of evil operating against us, he made a public example of them, exhibiting them as captives in his triumphal procession, having triumphed over them through the cross. Another translation, God disarmed the principalities and powers that were ranged against us, and he made a bold display in public and a public example of them in triumphing over them in him and in the cross. This is what happened. They couldn't hold him down. In the Living Bible, in this way God took away Satan's power to accuse you of sin, and God openly displayed to the whole world Christ's triumph on the cross, where your sins were all taken away. This is not a story. This resurrection, Moses was told to rehearse it from generation to generation. But this is a reality for the body of Christ, the believers in Messiah. Every day, resurrection, every day, sins washed away, every day. We'll finish when we get back at the bottom of the hour.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law. Back in the US, back in the
USSR. Is the driveway made of fruit leather? Or has the apple stopped appling? If your half of a 100-foot cottonwood tree just needs a haircut, call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have saved many trees everyone else said was dead.
Ah, show-offs!
Hey, you're not in this one either. From fire mitigation bushes, trees, to bees, that's 568-6898.
God bless us!
Triangle Cross Ranch in Galeton, Colorado, has been a very special place for God's children since 1981. A charitable nonprofit residential facility that can handle 24 ranchers. And we're a place where people with cognitive needs do fun things like animal therapy with donkeys, goats, and llamas. With your help, we can be here another 40 years. Call us at 970-454-2219. Again, our number is 970-454-2219.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed, for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus wore.
When Jesus
wore. Oh, when he wore.
When Jesus wore.
When Jesus wore.
When Jesus wore.
He washed my sins away.
Are you excited? Are you excited for what happened 2,000 years ago? He washed your sins away forever. Oh, happy day. This is a marvelous, marvelous resurrection season here in 2020. The death angel that has been in the world, God is going to, it will pass over. But God has things coming in the future. We will need Christ more than ever before. He's taken before the Sanhedrin. He's investigated before man, before Pontius Pilate. Then he's crucified unrighteously. He's in the tomb, in the grave, and he resurrects, and the disciples come on the morning of resurrection. And Mary Magdalene clings to him. And in Matthew it says that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary grabbed him by the feet. They grabbed his feet. Were they trying to hold him down? They didn't want him to go. But he tells them he's got to ascend. And then as he's beginning to ascend, then you have the powers of hell trying to hold him down, but he dusts them off. In the expanded version, it says, "For God and his Christ stripped the spiritual rulers and powers of their authority. Disarmed, despoiled were the rulers and the authorities. With the cross, he won the victory and showed the world that they were powerless. He publicly shamed them and made a public spectacle of them, like a triumphant general displaying his captives in a victory parade." Do you think the Roman, the powers of Rome were shaken? Do you think the society was shaken when they heard of his resurrection? What do you think happened to the priests in the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees, Sadducees, and scribes? They were shaken. Not just the spiritual world, but the world at that time. This word went out. He had risen. He was not in the grave. And then it begins. Now, we're still not done. Now, he's left Mary, and he's got to ascend. Well, it doesn't talk about that ascension in the Bible. Or does it? Let's go to Daniel chapter 13, verse 15. Right immediately after resurrection, Daniel says this in his time when he was with Nebuchadnezzar, running Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom. Verse 13. "In my vision at night, I saw in front of me someone who looked like a human being, or like a son of man, Messiah, coming on the clouds in the sky, in the heavens. This was God's heavenly chariots. He came near God." He's being carried by God's chariots. We send, you know, what do we send? We send the taxis or, the Father sent his clouds to bring his Son into heaven. It says, "And he came near to God, who has been alive forever, who is the Ancient of Days, and he was led to God. The chariots," these clouds, "brought him and presented him to God." And this Christ, he was given authority, dominion, sovereignty. He was given glory and the strength of a king, a kingship. People of every tribe, nation, and language, every tongue will serve him, will fear him properly. His rule will last forever. His dominion, this sovereignty, is an everlasting dominion. And his kingdom and his kingship will never be destroyed. That was the expanded version. Because I want to get this into your thinking. Out of the Amplified Bible. "I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, on the clouds of heaven, one like a son of man who was coming. And he came up to the Ancient of Days, and was presented before him. And to him," the Messiah, "was given dominion, supreme authority, glory, and a kingdom." that all the people, the nations, and speakers of every language should serve and worship him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which will not pass away. And his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed. So this is taking place now in that 10 or 12 hours from the time that he leaves Mary until he's brought before the throne, or until he returns that evening to breathe onto them his Holy Spirit. In Revelation chapter 5, here is the scene of what took place that day in that 10 hours, that 12 hours. Revelation chapter 5. I saw in the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll written on the inside and on the back, closed and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel announcing with a loud voice, "Who is worthy, having authority and virtue, to open the scroll and to break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth, in Hades, in the realm of the dead, was able to open the scroll or look onto it. And I began to weep greatly. No one was found worthy to open the scroll or look into it. Then one of the 24 elders said to me, "Stop weeping. Look closely. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has overcome and conquered. He can open the scroll and break its seven seals." And there, between the throne, with the four living creatures, and among the elders, I saw a Lamb, Christ, standing, bearing scars and wounds, as though it had been slain. Whose scars and whose wounds did he bear? In this audience, I want to tell you, all that you have ever done, all that you have ever suffered, he took all of it and bore it on the cross. You don't have to bear any more torment. He bore the torment for you, but you have to go to him and allow him to take the torment, the wounds, the scars, the hurts, the problems, the fears. He's the one who can take this from your mind and make you whole, not just physically, but psychologically in your soul and in your spirit. Here he's bearing scars and wounds as though he had been slain, with seven horns, which mean it is complete power. Seven horns, complete power. His power was not incomplete power. It's complete power. Total power. He doesn't need any more power because he has all power. It's complete. And with seven eyes, complete knowledge. This Messiah has complete knowledge of all things. There is nothing that he is not aware of, that he doesn't know about. Seven eyes, complete knowledge, which are the seven spirits of God who have been sent, or who are, these seven spirits are always on duty. Always on duty. They never rest. They never take a break. They never take a vacation. These seven spirits of God are always on duty in all the earth at all times, tending to this great garden of God's called humanity, and to this great body of people that have been born again. A great, mighty army. Though it may not appear to be that great and that mighty, the forces of hell tremble at anything that the body of Christ does. They tremble when any of Christ's children begin to pray. They tremble because they know the authority and power that this mighty body of God has been given through Messiah. This body of believers in the world today in all the seven churches, they have nothing has been kept from them. They have been bestowed with all the riches of God Almighty. Power, forgiveness. What a mighty out, mighty, mighty army if people could see what Christ did and what we are as a body of Christ. The forces of hell and the forces of man, they shudder. They are in complete panic, knowing that this body of Christ is raising up in the world today. In China, where the center of this coronavirus is, these people are alive to God. They are alive. The children are worshiping. They are saying, "We will not worship Xi. We will worship Christ." This is the mighty army. And it takes children to give the adults the understanding of the faith of the little children. They don't know the world like we do. As we get older, we know the world. Little children, their world is very small. It is very private. Their world is very, it's not complicated. You tell them about the universe and about God and they know. They know, they believe. This is what Christ did 2,000 years ago. In that roughly 4 days, that was like the movie that's out, the Passover or the Passion of the Christ. It's a good depiction of what happened, the torment. It is. But if you look at it through the scripture, it's even more clear. This is what the Lord did when he ascended. He went before. He was carried. And the clouds, the chariots of heaven, the chariots were sent to bring him to the Father, to the throne, back to where he had originated from initially. He was the Son, he was the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. He was with God from the beginning. But he left that dominion to come, to be born as a child, conceived of a virgin, to die, and to ascend as not only the Son of God, but now the Son of Man. He is the pinnacle of humanity, the top. There is no one ever born of a woman that has higher esteem, authority, grandeur than this Messiah. No one. And this is why we worship him. He's worthy, truly, like these angels. I'm going to continue here. Here's what these angels do. He came and took the scroll from the right hand of him. The spirits, he came and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Christ, before the Lamb, each one holding a harp of golden bowls full of fragrant incense, which are the prayers of the saints, God's people. And they sang a new song. of glorious redemption, saying, "Worthy and deserving are you to take the scroll and to break its seals. For you were slain, sacrificed, and with your blood you purchased people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom of royal subjects and priests to our God, and they will reign on the earth." This is what Christ did for us. No one, this scroll had been there for how long? Thousands, millions of years? No one was able to open it. And by opening it, it will set in motion the final plans of the eternal purpose of God with mankind. Until these seals were broken by Messiah, until the book was opened, till those seals were broken open. It wasn't wax. It was a spiritual thing. Could never be opened except by one who had shed his blood. And then he would break the seals so that he could finish the plan of Almighty God in the history and the time of man from that time to this time. And these seals, as they're opened, it reveals the great and mighty worship that should go to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit for their infinite wisdom. I hope your resurrection week has been wonderful. I'm going to finish out when I get back. Rick Rodriguez.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948. Or go to happyhens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At happyhens.biz, we love happyhens.biz. Or call us at 303-829-5948.
Did you know your loved ones can benefit from CBD? Colorado Platinum Care wants to help you learn more. Do you or your family member have anxiety? CBD can help. Battling arthritis or joint pain? CBD can help with that too. Come down to Colorado Platinum Care, 916 8th Avenue, and get a free CBD coffee with every purchase. Mention the word freedom and get 25% off. Call Scott at 970-324-5268.
Triangle Cross Ranch, 36049 Weld County Road 51 in Gailton, Colorado, is a charity organization and a nonprofit residential facility. It is a place where people who need a little extra cognitive help can find the support and enjoy life they need. Give us a call at 970-454-2219. We'd love to have you come out and see us and see what we do. 970-454-2219 or type in Triangle Cross Ranch on Facebook. Look for Gailton.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs professional document solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
What a mighty God we have. A mighty God. Wow. I don't know how many Passovers we have left. I believe that we are getting near to the time of hardship, to the time where Christ will come, and prior to his coming, what will happen on the world will be trying to everyone. I don't know if we have 10 more Passovers. I can guarantee pretty much from what I understand in the prophetic word that maybe a maximum 12, probably 9 to 12 more. I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful week, a coming week. I pray for you. God bless you. God bless your children. God bless your families. God bless everyone that you love. May God answer your prayers. May he just pour his glory upon you. And may you cling to him. I have to give out my contact information. It is P.O. Box, Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, or OTLS Ministry. 872 P.O. Box, 872 Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Again, Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, P.O. Box 872-80502, Longmont, Colorado. The zip was 80502. I will be here on Sundays, 9 to 10. I am trying to expand this program. To do that, I won't be able to do it without help. Should you decide you want to help further this ministry, then I would appreciate the help. On Thursdays from 11 to 1, I have and I host the open forum on Thursday. Join me then. Now, for both programs, these programs are streamed live. Go to your computer if you don't have a, if you're out of the listening area, 1360khnc.com. Both programs are podcast. They are recorded. They're put on podcast at 1360khnc.com. Either the open forum Thursday or Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry on Sunday. This is what the Holy Spirit has asked me to do. I know what God is probably asking you to do. I pray that God will open the eyes of your understanding that you may find His perfect will for your lives. May God bless you. God bless you. Signing off on the Passover Resurrection 2020. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Eric for Grenon Coatings. You have a metal or foam roof problem? Grenon Coatings has a solution. Elastomeric coatings done correctly can greatly reduce utility costs and seal leaks. Call Jim at Grenon Coatings. Whether you have a commercial building, mobile home, dairy barn, or animal sheds, Jim can seal them up. With 35 years of practice, free estimates, call Jim at 970-223-2138 today. That's 970-223-2138.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.